What if I told you that every time you load a web page, an invisible auction happens in 200 milliseconds? One where your attention is bought and sold by companies you've never heard of. This isn't science fiction. It's the reality of modern digital advertising, a $185 billion industry that operates in the shadows of our daily internet use. When you visit your favorite news site or scroll through social media, 18 different companies might be bidding on the privilege of showing you an ad before the page even loads. This complex digital machinery, born from the minds of a few brilliant innovators, has fundamentally reshaped how businesses reach consumers and how we experience the internet itself. Digital advertising resembles a congested highway with multiple toll booths. When advertisers spend $5 to reach 1,000 people, publishers typically receive less than $2. The rest vanishes into a maze of intermediaries, ad exchanges, demand-side platforms, supply-side platforms, data aggregators, and verification services. Each extracts a fee for facilitating transactions. This ecosystem emerged from necessity. Advertisers demanded sophisticated targeting and real-time optimization. Publishers grappled with unsold inventory, declining rates, and ad blocking technology. Intermediaries like the Trade Desk and MediaMath stepped in, deploying algorithms that process billions of daily bid requests. But their solutions spawned a new problem. The ad tech tax now consumes up to 60% of digital ad spending, leaving advertisers and publishers feeling shortchanged while middlemen prosper. In 1998, GoTo.com, later Overture, pioneered a revolutionary concept, letting advertisers bid on keywords, with higher bidders earning prominent placement. Despite skepticism, this market-driven approach grew revenue from under $1 million to over $1 billion by 2003, when Yahoo acquired it for $1.63 billion. Google, however, had decisive advantages. Its proprietary PageRank algorithm drove massive organic traffic without portal fees, and it built unmatched brand recognition. People Googled things. In February 2002, Google launched AdWords Select with a game-changing innovation, multiplying bid price by click-through rate to create a quality score. This rewarded engaging ads over mere spending power. By 2013, Google commanded over 70% of U.S. search ad spending, a monopoly stronger than OPEC's control of oil. Search advertising's power lies in capturing intent at the precise moment it's expressed. When someone types "best running shoes," they're actively seeking a solution, not passively consuming content. This explains why search ads achieve 10% click-through rates, while display ads languish at 0.1%. Real-time bidding revolutionized display advertising by auctioning every single ad impression. Unlike search keyword auctions that happen months before a user's query, RTB auctions occur in 0.2 seconds between when you request a web page and when it loads. The process unfolds like a choreographed dance. Your browser requests a page, the publisher's server returns content and ad tags. Those tags alert exchanges about available space. The exchange reads cookies to identify you. Potential advertisers are notified. Each checks their cookies on your device. They determine your value based on your browsing profile. A Dutch auction occurs instantly, and the winner's ad appears. This technology transformed the advertiser-publisher relationship. For a century, marketers used content as a proxy for audience buying space in sports magazines to reach sports fans. RTB allows advertisers to target audiences directly, bidding for individual users rather than buying audiences in bulk. A luxury car manufacturer can instantly identify and bid on impressions from users who visited high-end automotive websites, regardless of which site they're currently browsing. The results are striking. One telecom company found RTB-purchased ads outperformed traditional ads by 562%, while a major retailer reduced cost per acquisition by 48% within weeks. RTB's effectiveness hinges on data. Without detailed impression information, advertisers couldn't match price with value or adjust bids. Every online interaction, website visits, searches, social media activity, purchases, generates attributes forming detailed user profiles. These digital passports include device information, time patterns, content preferences, and behavioral signals. An estimated 138 billion cookies are planted on U.S. computers daily, connecting users to profiles maintained by exchanges and data providers. The Adjustment Bureau campaign demonstrates data's power. DataXU analyzed 250 billion monthly impressions across 16 exchanges, bidding hundreds of thousands of times per second. They targeted users who actually responded, regardless of demographics. This revealed unexpected audiences, like women 18-49, connecting with romantic elements rather than action sequences marketers initially emphasized. Ford's 2011 F-Series campaign reached 28.8 million consumers with just 3.1 ads per person, achieving 9.4% greater favorability and 5.8% improved awareness. The campaign continuously reallocated spending towards segments showing the greatest awareness gains per dollar, becoming more effective as it ran. Here's the uncomfortable truth. 87% of Americans can be uniquely identified using just three data points: zip code, birth date, and gender. Browser cookies may contain no personally identifying information, but they connect you to detailed profiles, revealing your interests, habits, and vulnerabilities. Even if you delete cookies regularly, tracking continues through super cookies, flash cookies, and device fingerprinting, unique combinations of your hardware and software that create a digital signature as distinctive as your thumbprint. The distinction between personally identifying information and identifiably personal information has collapsed. Seemingly innocuous data points, when combined, identify individuals with frightening accuracy. Yet privacy lawsuits struggle in court because plaintiffs can't demonstrate concrete harm. Feeling creeped out doesn't establish legal standing like financial losses do. Do Not Track initiatives face similar challenges. Unlike the straightforward Do Not Call registry, online privacy is complicated by countless ways we voluntarily surrender data, through website registrations, online shopping, social media, and app usage. We're simultaneously demanding privacy and trading it for convenience, creating a paradox that neither technology nor regulation has solved. The mobile revolution arrived decisively in 2013, when smartphone sales surpassed regular cell phones globally, growing 42.3% year over year. By 2014, U.S. adults spent more time with media on mobile devices than on computers. Tablets accelerated this shift. 77% of tablet owners decreased desktop usage, and one-third spent more time with tablets than watching TV. Mobile advertising exploded, 110% in 2013, projected to reach 64% of digital ad spending by 2017. Mobile fundamentally transforms advertising because these devices are always with us, always on, and increasingly our primary computing platform. HTML5 makes every pixel programmable. Each can serve as a link or transaction initiator, allowing purchases directly within ads. Digital advertising reached $42.8 billion in the U.S. by 2013, about 25% of all advertising spending, with projections suggesting worldwide digital advertising would hit $185 billion by 2017, surpassing TV advertising by 2018. We stand at a remarkable inflection point. The invisible auctions happening in milliseconds, the data profiles tracking our behavior, the mobile devices reshaping media consumption, these interconnected forces are transforming how information, commerce, and attention flow through society. Understanding this machinery isn't academic curiosity. It's essential literacy for navigating a world where your attention has become the most valuable commodity, auctioned hundreds of times daily in markets you never see.